When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Ray Herself podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And for those of you watching this on YouTube, y'all check out the new setup. Retweet if you are now going to YouTube to see if you are not currently watching this on YouTube. But I'm in my new room slash old room, question mark. I moved back home. If you guys have been keeping up, which so many of you have, we're gonna like fully get into it today. But I left LA, period. The last episode was about that. And it's been about a week. By the time this goes up, it will have been a week. It's basically been like 5 days since I've been back home. So if you aren't updated, we're just diving right in today. But before we do that, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much. I posted something on my story about this, but I did just want to say it verbally as well. Thank you so much to everyone. You know, just for the good vibes and the, I was gonna say condolences, not the condolences, but like just for the support and the excitement on my behalf, and I guess for you, on your behalf as well, because it's like fresh content for y'all as well. But so many people were just so nice when I announced my move. You know, I was kind of hinting at it here and there, but it's like once you post something on IG, it's like official. And I was waiting, bro. Like, on my podcast, I hinted at it here and there that I was moving. I didn't really tell that many people. I obviously told close friends, but you know, people that you're, like, kind of friends with, but you don't really see them that much, or, like, you just don't really talk that much, but it's like, yeah, you're, like, cool, you follow each other on IG, whatever, like, those types of people. I didn't tell, bro. Like, nobody really knew until I posted it on IG. And I waited to post it on IG until I was back home. So while I was moving, me and my dad had our little 2-day road trip, which, bro, it took forever. Originally, we were going to make it 3 days, so stay 2 nights, but we just did it in 2. Shout out to my dad. He really did a lot for me in terms of, like, driving and, like, helping me. Bro, it was, like, a lot. But we just did it in 2 days, so it was, like, 2 days of basically 13 hours driving. I did not post until the day after I got back home. Because I just didn't want to deal. And, like, I'm glad I did. Like, not, oh, deal, but, like, I just knew it was going to be a lot. I knew I was going to get a lot of messages. And especially messages from people I know. Like, oh, my God. Da-da-da-da-da. And I just wanted to deal with it all when I was, like, settled and, like, in my right mind. Because, bro, it was really, I mean, it was obviously stressful. Like, moving's always stressful. And change can be stressful very often. I think I was telling y'all, I didn't really feel stressed about it. I had just been preparing for this for a long time, like mentally, but also just practically. Like, I was getting rid of furniture. I literally made a color-coded list of all my furniture and, like, the color. It was 3 colors, and it was, like, I think I made it before I went to New York. So I was, like, pink was, like, things I need to get rid of before New York. Orange was, like, things that can kind of go whenever, and then green was, like, last minute things. So, like, my bed, my mattress, like, things that I'm gonna need up until the point I move. So I was very organized in terms of that. But yeah, still, it was so funny because it really, like, didn't feel real until Sonia got the couch. And when Sonia got the couch, it was like, oh, bro, like, I have, like, no furniture left. And, like, this doesn't really feel like home anymore. It was kind of like that weird in between purgatory feeling, like, this isn't home, but I'm not settled in my new home yet. And that's when I just started to feel really anxious. And it was weird because it's not like I was mentally really that stressed. Like, I feel like when I experience a lot of, like, physical anxiety like that, it's usually because it's about something like, oh, flying. And I'm, like, just imagining flying over and over. And I'm or, like, I don't know, in school, like, if I had to give a presentation and I had anxiety about that, like, I would just imagine me doing it over and over. But this, it's like, I wasn't imagining anything, you know? Like, it was like, oh, I hope everything fits in the car. If it doesn't, like, you know, I have a plan for what I'm gonna do. But it was just so much in my body, like, just, like, anxiety, especially before I went to sleep. Just, like, so much anxiety. But it's like, I'm not mentally, like, stressing over anything. And that was the first time that's really happened, like, or maybe it's just the first time I've really been aware of it because I just know more about that kind of stuff now. But that was really interesting, you know, now that we're through it, it was odd. So definitely try to do a lot of journaling and just, like, meditation. And I did yoga, I think, the night before my dad got there. Because basically my dad came the day before we were going to leave. We packed up the car, we went to a Lakers game, we went to sleep, and in the morning there was like a few things we had to do, but then we like left. Turned in my keys, bitch, by 9 a.m. I was like, bye. So yeah, that night before I did a yoga for anxiety and stress, and it really helped. I felt way more relaxed. I really made a conscious effort to try to get through it, like, without, like, healthily, you know, in the sense of like feeling everything and journaling and like doing healthy coping mechanisms. And I would say I succeeded. So period. The road trip too, I would just like get anxiety in the car. Like, and again, it's not like I was really mentally stressed out about anything, but it was just like that anxiety. It's just like that change, bro. It's so weird. But yeah, all in all, it was a really easy road trip, even though it was long. We had perfect weather. It never rained. It was never icy, anything like that. Cause you have to go through a lot of mountains. We drove from LA to basically Seattle. So we did all of California the first day, slept, and then we had to like go through the mountains on the second day and then like go through all the cities and stuff. So yeah, it was definitely a lot. But if you're not fully updated, let me just tell you I know a lot of you already are updated, but I'll just like say it again, whatever. Because people were like, oh, where are you moving to? And some people, I think, thought I was like leaving directly to NYC. So basically my lease in LA was up right after Thanksgiving, I think, like right after. So I was like, bro, I knew I wanted to leave LA. Like, I just knew it. And I knew I wanted to be in New York. But I was like, bro, like, why would I add stress to my life, like trying to find a place and having your leases overlap? Like, that's such a huge stressful thing, especially when you're doing it so far. I've only ever done that in the same city, so it's a little easier to plan and stuff. And then like with the holidays, like, I love going back home for the holidays. The past few years I've gone back home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So my parents and I came up with a plan that I would just come back home for like a few months for the holidays and stuff, and the first part of the new year, you know, the winter months basically. And then that just gives me some time to like find a place and to find the right place and just relax, bro. Like, bro, it's like been so nice to be back home. I think I was just really ready to live with people again, and it's just been so nice to have that, to be around people, bro, especially my family, like the, and like the pets, and to just have a more chill routine, you know. Like, I've been walking to the gym every day. It's like almost 2 miles, low-key. I be getting all my steps just in walking to and from the gym. And just that walk, like being in a neighborhood and it's just more calm. Like, I didn't even really realize how much stress my everyday routine in LA, in downtown LA especially, was giving me. Like, sometimes it would feel exhausting even just going to get a Starbucks from down the street. But yeah, the plan is definitely to go to NYC in a few months. So I've been looking at apartments like all the time, just getting a lay of the land. And I mean, I was doing that before too, but it's kind of hard to look so far in advance, I feel like, for especially there. But if you guys have any tips and tricks for me, let me know. This one girl especially on IG was so helpful in just giving me like advice for finding an apartment in New York specifically. It made my room so cute. Like, I'm like, why was my room never this cute when I lived here before? Like, it's so cute, and I have my little desk area and just everything's like so cute. So I have a couple of vlogs. I mean, a lot of the vlogs, or a couple of the vlogs are up. I have another vlog coming out, I think probably today, the day that this podcast goes up. And then I'm going to start doing, because all of that is like moving content, like the road trip and stuff. And then I'm going to start doing at home content. Bro, like, back in my 2016 bag, you know, and I was saying this, I think, in my announcement video, but I feel like part of the reason my videos did so well in 2016 was that it was interesting. Watching those old vlogs, I definitely cringe so much, like I for so many different reasons. But one thing that is true is they were interesting, and it was like a story that you wanted to follow along. And I feel like I'm back not like back to that, but I'm kind of in a new era of like, oh, being interesting, like what's gonna happen next? Like, I'm not just sitting in my apartment in LA all the time. Like, let's actually like do something. So I'm very excited, and I'm excited for the new year. And yeah, I just feel so ready. Like, it's just like no regrets. Like, at no point have I been like, oh my god, I don't know. So thank you all again so much for all the support and just like kind words throughout this time, because it still has been stressful again, even though it is very exciting and like ultimately for the best, and like, you know, now I'm fine having a great time, but like it brought on a lot of anxiety, you know, and it was still stressful. And like, yeah, before we continue any further, this is not sponsored, but I did just want to give Liquid IV a shout out because I do have an affiliate link with them, and they do have a Black Friday special going on, so you can get 25% off and a gift with purchase on Black Friday with my code stella.ray. I will link them down below. Again, this is not like a sponsored shout out. Again, I do have that affiliate link, and you can use that link or code anytime, but for Black Friday specifically, they do have that. So even if you're watching this and it's past Black Friday, you can still use the code for 25% off. But the gift with purchase is a Black Friday Liquid IV water bottle. They also have a special flavor launch, which is the Wild Berry Blend, which I tried recently. It's really good. And it has immune support. It has zinc and vitamin C in it, as well as electrolytes and other stuff. 5 times the daily value of vitamin C. So yeah, and this is the water bottle. They sent me this hoodie, which is so nice. And this is, I don't know if this is the water bottle that's the gift, but this is a water bottle they sent me. So it might be this one. But yeah, they always have such good PR. Like, bro, they're always coming through with the water bottles, and like, I have gotten so many random things from them, so I can only assume this water bottle is going to be a good time. So if you've been looking to stock up on some hydrations, especially for the new year, bitch, and I know it's like the holiday season, bitches be having Friendsgivings and Christmas parties and New Year's parties, get those electrolytes, you know, stock up for the new year. So yeah, again, not sponsored, but I do get a percentage of sales, so if you want to use my code, check it out. And you can get them at Whole Foods and things like that too, but if you want that discount, buy them online. So something I've been trying to remind myself of throughout, you know, these times of anxiety is to ride the waves of anxiety. If you guys remember, I think it was last year or maybe early this year, I was talking about this article I read on nickwignall.com. I think that's his website. But he had an article about training your brain to not be scared of your anxiety. So I think such a big part of anxiety and panic disorder is like the fear of experiencing anxiety, especially if you're someone who gets physical symptoms of anxiety, like the sweating, the racing heartbeat, some people have trouble swallowing, or, you know, jelly legs, or like a numbness in your hands or whatever. It's like so many things. Like, my recent thing has been like this tightness in my chest. Great. And it's kind of like this biofeedback loop, because you feel the symptoms and then you're like, oh my god, I'm having anxiety. And then that like freaks you out. So you experience more of the symptoms. So you get more scared. And it's just like this never ending thing. So you really have to. So instead of escaping the feeling, the uncomfortable feeling of anxiety, and even the scary feeling of anxiety, sitting with it teaches your brain that it's nothing to be scared of. So I've been trying to remind myself, like, if I'm experiencing anxiety, especially like, I mean, really anywhere, especially out in public though, I just tell myself like, ride the wave. Because it's something that happens, but it's going to end. You know, like, it's not a forever feeling. You're not going to be trapped in this feeling of anxiety forever, even though it can feel like that. You're not. And just sitting with it, and like, bro, I know we all hear it all the time, but like, just sitting with it and taking deep breaths really helps so much. But you have to like stay on top of it, and you really just have to like pause in what you're doing. And like today I had anxiety at the gym, and I'm so mad. This has been happening like recently. It was happening like in LA too, which was so annoying because I was just going to my apartment gym there. And side note, bro, I have not been to a like real gym since before the pandemic. I think I went a couple times back home, like just when I would visit back home, I'd get like a week pass, like since the pandemic. But I was just going to my apartment gym for so long, and they only have so many weights, you know? So Bro, I'm like so much weaker compared to before the pandemic. Like, bro, I was lifting not like a lot. Like, it's all relative, right? But like, I was so much stronger than I am now. I was trying to do fucking hip thrusts and the 45 plates were heavy as shit. And I used to be able to like stack the 45 plates on there. Like, I don't know what my max ever was, but like, I mean, it's like, I'm not really discouraged by it. I'm just excited to get back to that place. And now I can because I'm going to a, you know, regular gym with like a full weight section, whatever. Anyway, I just kind of felt like anxious before the gym today. So then I got there and I did like my first thing. I was deadlifting and I was fine. And then I started doing split squats and I just was having like low key anxiety. Not so much anxiety, but low key. And then I think because I was sweating and kind of feeling like, not like lightheaded, but you know when you're like lifting heavy and sometimes you can feel kind of like lightheaded, whatever. Just like very quickly, like it passes, but it's like, you know, low key those symptoms are similar to anxiety sometimes. So I started getting anxious, but I was like, bro, no, like I wanted to like leave. Not like so bad, but like low key. And I was just telling myself like, bro, no, breathe through it. Like if you leave right now, you're gonna teach your brain that this is like not a safe thing to experience, you know? So I just stayed and I like breathed through it. I just kept doing what I was doing. I moved, after I finished what I was doing, I just moved to a different area of the gym, did other shit, and it passed like completely. And then I felt like centered in my body again. And like, I don't know, when I feel normal, like regulated, there's like almost like a warmth, you know, like my hands feel warm and like, I just feel like my body is one thing, like one unit. But when I'm having anxiety, it feels very separated. Like my hands feel very separated from like my arms and like my chest feels very isolated and like tight and like, you know, but when I'm normal, it's like flowing. It's just normal. After I just breathed through it and just was telling myself like, ride the wave, it's gonna pass. Don't need to run away from it. It's gonna be fine. Easier said than done, but like, it's definitely something you have to practice, you know? And then I felt normal and regulated. And I finished the rest of my workout. So it's just like funny, but bro, like that's the feeling like everyone is chasing, you know? Like when we try to, you know, when people do coping mechanisms or whatever it is, like drinking alcohol or, I don't know, texting your favorite toxic TBT. It's like everyone's just looking for like regulation and like trying to soothe. So if you can do that in a healthy way, like that's gonna feel so much better than like trying to like do it another way, like an unhealthy way. You'll get that temporary relief, but it's gonna feel all the more worse after. So just a little reminder, I know I've talked about that stuff before, but it's just been something very prominent for me, you know, along with this change and these feelings of just uncomfortable times and uncertain, not even like uncertain times, but just like change, anxiety, stress. It's like you have to remind yourself. Also, I got some new supplements. I got more of the good mood drops, which have ashwagandha, St. John's wort, lemon balm, I think something else, slippery elm? It's like something. And I got these CBD gummies. I usually get the Garden of Life drops, but they did not have them at the grocery store. They did, however, have these, and these also have L-theanine and 5-HTP. They're pretty good. I feel like, I really miss the Knot Pot ones. I feel like those were like very potent. These, I haven't felt like so relaxed after compared to like the Knot Pot ones, but I guess it's like fine. I don't know. I kind of miss the drops. I think I'm just going to get those again next time. The Garden of Life ones. That like works. Like the, what is it? The relax? Or is it like a stress formula? Bro, like you feel sedated. Focusing on your breath, like just getting to it naturally, you're just going to feel so much better and normal. And it teaches your brain, like, I don't need something to get to there. I can just get to there. And even in like the stress, anxiety, yoga videos, I've been doing the her channel is Five Parks Yoga, I think, on YouTube. I like her videos because she has longer videos. Like, love a yoga with Adrienne, but a lot of her videos are like short. But something she said in her video was, it was like during a stress relief one, but like, just remind yourself you can get to this place of calm naturally. Like, I think it was, I don't know if it was during the Shavasana or just like further into the class, but she said something like, how you feel right now, this relaxed, like you got there naturally by yourself, like just with your breath and a little relaxing movement, like you were able to do that. And that's just such a good reminder. And I mean, obviously, like, that's not to say it's just, oh, something easy that everyone can do. Obviously, everyone's different and there's different levels of anxiety and like different things that people have gone through. It's going to be harder for some people than others, but for those of us that just struggle with a little anxiety, or even if you're just going through a time in your life that's more stressful or whatever, just that reminder is like good, you know? And I just always want to have the end game in mind. Is it Thanksgiving the day I'm posting this? Fuck Thanksgiving. Fuck Christopher Columbus. So because this week has been so much, you know, fucking traveling, moving, setting up my room. Bro, you know what's so funny? I have a guest coming on soon. I don't know when I'm going to post it. We're recording next week, but we originally had it planned for 9 a.m. the day after I was going to be back home. And at first I was like, yeah, like I should be able to do that. You know, I wake up early, I'll just like pack my mic and stuff, easy access, and I'll just set it up. Ain't no fucking way. Like the week before I was like, can we reschedule? I just feel like this is going to be a little bit of a, I feel like some things are going to overlap. And she was so nice in rescheduling. But yeah, can you imagine? I can't. I couldn't even do anything the first few days just because so many things were in boxes and like my room was a disaster. It was just like crazy. With that being said, I asked you guys for podcast topics, which obviously I like to do from time to time, but especially in this episode, I just feel like I didn't even have time to really talk about anything other than just like anxiety. So we're just gonna see where this goes. Okay. How are you feeling with moving and looking forward towards moving to New York or whatever? I feel very excited. I feel ready. I just feel like, thank God my brain is fully developed now. Yeah, I just feel like it's gonna be a lot better time just with the knowledge I have now. It's like, you ever wish you could go back with what you know now? That's how I feel, but I'm just having a fresh start. And yeah, I just feel excited. I just feel good. I feel so much more relaxed and at ease. And like, yeah, it's like this time of relaxing, but then it's also working towards my goal of moving to New York. And then that is like gonna lead to other goals. And it's just like exciting. So I'm trying to like, just really enjoy, you know? Boundaries with fam now that you're at home. I think in general, we're all, it's just me, my mom, and my dad right now, and the two dogs, well, dog and puppy and cat. I think we're all pretty respectful, and I have been coming home a lot. I mean, I would always come back home at least a couple times a year, but I feel like especially since the pandemic, I was just coming home more, and even this year, I came home a lot. Last year, I came home a lot. And we just have like a vibe, I think, of being respectful of one another and, you know, allowing each other to have our own space and time. And like, my parents have told me, like, they're excited to have me and they know I'll be like a good, like, roomie. So, like, right now, they're staying out of this area of the house because they know I'm recording. So, that's nice. Somebody said, talk about friend betrayals or breakups. Ooh, this is kind of, it's like low-key two different things, but I feel like in general, what's important is, I mean, obviously, like, feel your feelings. You can grieve the friendship, whatever, even if they did something so fucked up. It's like, I think it's natural to grieve, like, what you had or what you thought you had with that person. But I think something really important is to just think about, like let's say your quote-unquote friend did something super fucked up to you, or there was like a pattern of behavior or whatever. Something that's been really key for me is like bringing it back to myself and asking myself like, where could I have stood up for myself, said no, told them that what they're doing makes me uncomfortable, did I give this person too many chances, could I have communicated a need better, you know, like bringing it back to yourself, like not blaming yourself or shaming yourself, but like just checking in with yourself, like, what could I do better next time? Because, you know, we can talk all day about, like, oh, they should have done this, they, that, whatever. And, you know, sometimes that's completely valid, especially if you're still emotional about it and just need to vent and, like, process things. But I think ultimately what's going to empower you is asking yourself, like, what you could have done better. And same goes for like any kind of relationship. I feel like this question's kind of vague because I feel like every friend breakup can be different. you know, sometimes you just kind of grow apart, and sometimes it's like kind of a pattern of behavior, and you just don't really speak up enough until it's too late and like the friendship's destroyed. But I feel like in general, it's just like a good learning opportunity to be like, okay, how can I handle my next friendship or new relationship or whatever, like, better. Someone said, how the fuck did you move to New York City? See, like, I haven't moved yet, bro. Like, like, on my way, but, like, I'm not there yet. I don't want to move during the holidays, bro. I want to be at home. Like, what the fuck? Transitions. Yeah, bro, transitions in life are hard. Like, we want, I feel like most people crave stability. Even if someone's like, I'm so chaotic. It's like, you still want to feel secure and stable, you know? So I think during times of uncertainty, bro, especially these past couple weeks and stuff, myself doing self-care thing. Did y'all see my story where I was like, oh, it turns out self-care works? Like, I felt so exhausted. I felt like I was getting a cold one day, and I was like, here we fucking go. And it turns out all I needed was a little nap, food, journal, what I do, like walk on the treadmill or something. And I felt so much better. I didn't even feel like I was like having a cold anymore, and the next day I was like back at 100%. So it's like, turns out self-care works. And yeah, just like taking time for yourself and resting, and like, I think support from loved ones is so important, especially if you're like an independent baddie like me. Like, I'm just so used to doing so many things by myself and like getting through things by myself, and like having support from people really goes a long way, even if you don't think it will, bro. Like, it will. And yeah, like journaling and getting outside and just, bro, self-care really works. Because you have to remember at the end of the day, like, your body is like an animal, you know? And so you need to, like, not necessarily treat it like a baby, but, like, treat it like a living thing, you know? Like, your brain can be like, I don't want to go on a walk. No, it's not going to do anything. But your body's going to be like, oh my God, we feel so much better now. Or like, I don't want to take a nap. And then you take a nap and you're like, I feel amazing. That's the voice that brains make, apparently. And I mean, everyone has different things that's going to help them just feel more stable and like grounded and calm and like, okay, I can handle this. But yeah, I feel like in general, like, rest, bitch, everybody needs rest. Do you know how to drive? Why not? When will you learn? Can everyone like leave me alone? Like, please respect my privacy at this time. Do I know how to drive? Yes. Did I ever get my license? No. Do I currently have my license? No. Do I plan on getting my license? I'm not really like pressed to get it. Driving's scary, okay? Like, I mean, at first I didn't get my license because I was, like, waiting till I was 18. But then I just started having a lot of anxiety about driving, and so I just kind of put it off. And now here we are, like, 6 years later, so. LOL. But that's why I'm moving to New York, you know? I don't need a car there. Moving to New York, what you're hoping for, looking forward to. And then they said moving process and apartment hunting. I feel like I'm not quite at that stage. Like I said, I've been looking at places, but, like, it's just too early, really, to be like, oh, I'm really looking, like, I'm going to view. What I'm hoping for, I just feel like I have more friends out there, and I think the main thing for me is, like, I want to experience that different kind of lifestyle, and, you know, just kind of the YOLO lifestyle. You know, I'm still young, I'm single, I don't have any kids, I don't even have any pets, and, you know, not that I'm gonna be out there, like, wilding out every night, but, like, just experiencing something new. And like, bro, the thing is, like, the older you get and the more responsibilities you have, so whether that's like a marriage or kids or whatever, like, the harder it is to like uproot your life and like go live in a new city or live on a different coast or in a different country or whatever. So I think it's just wanting to like take full advantage of life, and I feel like it's just a place that really speaks to me right now. And again, I just feel like I have more friends there, and I just kind of want, it's something I want to experience definitely, like, while I'm still young and, like, have some life left in me. So those are, like, the main things. But I think, yeah, like, obviously that. But New York specifically, I have more friends there. I feel like it's more my lifestyle. I just really enjoy it there. And I've never lived on the East Coast, so that's something I want to experience. It's also closer to Europe, which I have friends over there too, and in the UK. And yeah, I just feel like the whole East Coast, I haven't been to a majority of places. I've only been to New York, bro. I had a layover in Toronto. I had a layover in Montreal, actually, also. But the whole East Coast, I've never really been anywhere there. So I think I'm just ready for a change and yeah, I know people out there, so it just seems like the place to be. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna talk about today, y'all. I just wanted to check in with you, give you a little life update, let you know I have vlogs coming up. But yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with my fam. Let me know what kind of videos you want, what kind of content while I'm back home. I know a lot of you have watched me since before I moved to LA when I was back here, so it's really nostalgic for a lot of you, for me included, Avi. And yeah, I'm just so excited for the holidays and the Christmas content, or holiday content, should I say, and all of that. So thank you guys so much for listening. And again, thank you for all your support and kind words over this past week and whatnot. Don't forget to share this on your IG story if you enjoyed, and I will talk to you guys next week. Happy Thanksgiving also if you're in the US and celebrate. Yes, LOL. Have a good weekend.